The Tales of Beedle the Bard by J.K. Rowling. Translated from the original runes by Hermione Granger, with additional notes by Professor Albus Dumbledore. Narrated by Jude Law, Sally Mortimer, Warwick Davis, Ivana Lynch, Jason Isaacs, Bonnie Wright, and Noma Dumuzweni. This is an audiobook production brought to you by Pottermore Publishing.
Introduction. The Tales of Beedle the Bard is a collection of stories written for young wizards and witches. They have been popular bedtime reading for centuries, with the result that the Hopping Pot and the Fountain of Fair Fortune are as familiar to many of the students at Hogwarts as Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty are to muggle, non-magical children. Beedle stories resemble our fairy tales in many respects. For instance, virtue is usually rewarded and wickedness punished. However, there is one very obvious difference. In muggle fairy tales, magic tends to lie at the root of the hero or heroine's troubles. The Wicked Witch has poisoned the apple, or put the princess into a 100-year sleep, or turned the prince into a hideous beast. In the tales of Beedle the Bard, on the other hand, we meet heroes and heroines who can perform magic themselves, and yet find it just as hard to solve their problems as we do. Beedle stories have helped generations of wizarding parents to explain this painful fact of life to their young children, that magic causes as much trouble as it cures. Another notable difference between these fables and their muggle counterparts is that Beedle's witches are much more active in seeking their fortunes than our fairy tale heroines. Asha, Althida, Amata, and Babbity Rabbity are all witches who take their fate into their own hands, rather than taking a prolonged nap or waiting for someone to return a lost shoe. The exception to this rule, the unnamed maiden of the warlock's hairy heart, acts more like our idea of a storybook princess, but there is no happily ever after at the end of her tale. Beedle the Bard lived in the 15th century, and much of his life remains shrouded in mystery. We know that he was born in Yorkshire, and the only surviving woodcut shows that he had an exceptionally luxuriant beard. If his stories accurately reflect his opinions, he rather liked muggles, whom he regarded as ignorant rather than malevolent. He mistrusted dark magic, and he believed that the worst excesses of wizard kind sprang from the all-too-human traits of cruelty, apathy, or arrogant misapplication of their own talents. The heroes and heroines who triumph in his stories are not those with the most powerful magic, but rather those who demonstrate the most kindness, common sense, and ingenuity. One modern-day wizard who held very similar views was, of course, Professor Albus Percival Wulfric Brian Dumbledore, Order of Merlin, First Class, Headmaster of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, Supreme Mugwump of the International Confederation of Wizards, and Chief Warlock of the Wizengamot. This similarity of outlook notwithstanding, it was a surprise to discover a set of notes on the tales of Beedle the Bard among the many papers that Dumbledore left in his will to the Hogwarts archives. Whether this commentary was written for his own satisfaction or for future publication, we shall never know. However, we have been graciously granted permission by Professor Minerva McGonagall, now headmistress of Hogwarts, to print Professor Dumbledore's notes.